Two of our producers, Molly Olmsted and Sophia Zhang, went over to the Boone House for a tour led by Ruffin.
So can you tell me what room we're in right now?
We're in what would be considered the front parlor room, I guess. In a typical house, this would be the formal parlor. However, when Boone lived here, he had very little furniture, at least from what we can tell. We only have one interior photograph of the house, and it's in black and white. So much of what you see is just our leap of our imagination. But there is some indication that at one point when he was living here, he had as many as 7 pianos in these two rooms.
So what did this room look like before you started renovating?
It had been a funeral home since the 1930s. So it didn't look anything like what you see. It was very dark. The porches were filled in to create more space for the funeral home. There was a chapel built on the side of the house over here. There was a big garage in the back where they stored the hearses. It was in significant disrepair in 2000. There was water coming through the roof. There was termite damage halfway up. It was just really, really bad.
Well, in contrast, do you think you could sort of describe the room that we're in right now?
Yes, in the front parlor, when you come through the door, one of the things that we were able to do, I worked with the Historic Preservation Commission to select wallpaper that was be reflective of the Victorian era. What we were doing in a very subtle way is to use earth tones and floral and leaf patterns so that even subliminally it sort of reminds you of a traditional African motif. So that, you know, it's Victorian, you get the sense that people of African descent may have lived here.
So can you tell me about the piano?
Yes. The piano was built in 1904. And as far as I know, it has been in the house for as long as anyone can remember. There are several stories about when it came to the house, but we do have a photograph of Boone sitting at the Chickering piano in this room, and you can see this piano in the background in the same location. It was in such disrepair. I mean, for 14 years or more, I know of, it sat in the house when there was no heating and there was no air conditioning. There was nothing, just the elements. And the piano was damaged. The ivory was coming off the keys. The finish on it had turned black. And then we took it out and we put it in storage at the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And then we took it out of there and we put it in storage with Parks and Rec in their warehouse where it was unheated. You know, and when we got it back to the house, it was covered with green mold. It was in really bad shape. There was a huge rat's nest inside and lots of droppings. And so what you see now is a miracle. It has been beautifully and immaculately restored.
Do you want to tell us about the pictures?
We had to really work on this one to fix it and recreate it. But it is a picture of a Masonic lodge standing outside of St. Paul's AME Church on Fifth Street here in Columbia. Boone was a Mason, and he's standing in the back here. And this is significant because this building is still standing. They still have church services there every week. But also because at the time, the Masonic lodges for African-American men and women, they met in churches because they were not allowed to meet in other locations. But you can see from the photograph how proud the people are and how well-dressed they are. The men are all, you know, with suits and ties and bow ties and bowler hats, and the women are all immaculately dressed in white with hats and all of that. But what's interesting is that the ground in front of the church is just grass and mud. And so it gives the sense that this church at this time was out in the middle of a field, whereas now it's surrounded by public housing.
If you had to describe Boone to someone just based on his pictures, how would you describe him?
He was short. They say his father was, according to military records, that his father was 5'2". He was short as well. So Boone was short and round. And he always wore chains, and he had his pocket watch that was a gift to him, was a birthday gift. And that pocket watch is stored in this State Historical Society. And his Masonic medals. So he always wore those. And you'll see that on all of his pictures. We don't know what this room would have been when Boone lived here, but we call it our gathering room. It is the only room on the first floor where you'll find furniture. The purpose for that is that the house is intended not to be a museum, but to be a place for meetings and parties and receptions and recitals and things like that. So the first parlor one and parlor two are all open space, and so the things are all movable. We can use it for exhibits. If we want to take the historic photographs down, we can hang other paintings and things like that. So that's why that room is this way. So this is the place where you come and you hang your coat, you know, or you come and you sit down if you want to chat a little bit. This room also has a custom-made display case that has some interesting artifacts that we have been holding on for years. On the bottom shelf, we have one of his original piano rolls. He was never recorded because he was so early on, but he did make several piano rolls that were recorded.
Is that a balcony over there?
That is a balcony.
What can you see?
Well, let's go see. You see the top of the church next door. Well, you know, it's just interesting, especially if you look this way, when there are fewer trees, because you can see all the way up to the water tower, and all the way over there. And I always tell people, come out here and imagine what this would have been like when 4th Street was Flat Branch Creek, and none of this was here. And all of this was just open green space with a creek. And the house had a little white fence in front of it, and there was a road, and people would go up and down the road in their horses and buggies. It was a very different feeling, but you have to come up here to imagine all of that.